Thank you so much for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 2:17. Solomon says, "So I hated life, because what is done under the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity and a striving after the wind." My childhood hero was Mickey Mantle. I idolized the New York Yankee from Commerce, Oklahoma. I read a paperback biography of Mantle so many times, the book literally fell apart. When the Yankees played on the Saturday game of the week, announced by Kurt Gowdy and Tony Kubek, I was parked in front of the television from the first pitch to the last out. Every night during baseball season, I watched the sports broadcast to see if the Yankees had won. In my young mind, Mantle represented all that was good. A small-town boy who made it big, played with damaged knees, played through injuries, winning 7 World Series. I learned later Mantle was a bit of a scoundrel. By the way, Tunch Ilkin idolized Mantle as well, and Tunch always told of a time when he saw Mantle in a New York restaurant. Tunch, the NFL All-Pro, said he revered Mantle so much he couldn't even bring himself to go over and say hello or ask for an autograph. Long after Mantle retired from baseball, he made appearances for an insurance company in Dallas, and Lori and I had a friend who worked for the same company. She interacted with him quite a bit and said he was the rudest, crudest, and most miserable man she had ever met. She said he felt used by every appearance. It seemed he hated life. Although she did get me a signed autographed baseball to Ron, Mickey Mantle. Although Mantle could never be described as the wisest man who ever lived, his life resembled Solomon's. He wasn't the king, but he and his Yankee teammates owned New York City during the heydays of Yankee success. He could fill a stadium full of people, but he couldn't satisfy his empty heart, although he tried with wine, women, and song. He chased after the wind, basically drinking himself to death. When he was 63 years old, Mantle lay dying in a Dallas hospital. A former Yankee teammate named Bobby Richardson went to see him, and Richardson was a strong believer and had shared Jesus with Mantle many times. On this day, as his short, elusive, confusing, and wearisome life was coming to an end, Mantle was willing to listen. And on that day, according to Richardson's account, Mantle trusted in Jesus as his Savior. When Richardson told his wife she didn't believe him, she went back to the hospital the next day to confirm that Mantle had actually trusted in Christ, and she told him the gospel again, and Mantle told her that he had trusted in Jesus as his Savior. You see, the best life, the life of the world's heroes, those we look up to while we live under the sun, is grievous. When you finally get to where you think you want to go and get to grab what you've been chasing, you find there's nothing there. It's like striving after the wind. But Jesus changes everything. Whether the thief on the cross or a man whose indulgent and disobedient life destroyed his body, Jesus is gracious and gives us new life, a new heart, makes us a new creation, and ushers us right into his presence. What love, what grace. Father, the life of a childhood hero is yet another reminder of the utter futility of trying to find meaning and satisfaction apart from you. Forgive us for thinking that this life under the sun has anything eternal to offer. May our lives always start with Jesus, so he can fill us with an over-the-sun perspective all our days on earth. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.